Hey there, welcome to Contracts and Chaos. My name's Alyssa.
And I'm Brenna, and we're here to tell you that you are not alone in the mayhem of this real estate industry.
We're keeping it real and sharing our stories, strategies, and successes in today's real estate world.
So come join us every Tuesday while we talk Contracts and Chaos. Wow.
All right, so last
today,
week...
we are doing... Oh my gosh, is there a delay again? Stop.
I think we're just both... like, ready to rock and roll.
We're on, okay. Well, in that case, if there's not a delay and it's just us being us, because we're on, like, okay, we're done chit-chatting, let's get to work, I'm just going to leave it in there, because I feel like that's who we are as people. We're just like, gab. Okay, we have stuff to do.
Right.
We got,
let's,
you know,
do
we
have place. Well. I have to be somewhere so I can see you in person in, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, really quickly. Yeah, and I got to drive forever to get there. Okay, so we are doing our first ever book review, and honestly I think we should do this like once a quarter, because
I agree.
I enjoyed it,
plus it forces us to read something, but... right?
Yes. All right, and so... I mean, it was a good book.
It was a really good book.
I'm halfway through like the last chapter, because there was one part of it towards the end that was like the additional accounts that I was kind of like skimmed through, because it doesn't necessarily apply to anything that I need to do,
right?
Okay.
Well,
let's tell you what book we read.
Yes, we read Profit First. And if you listened to last week's episode, you've heard us mention it, Miranda, the CPA, and she utilizes some of the tools in this book to help her clients. And so we sat down and read it ourselves, one, because we needed to understand it to interview her, and two, because we are both looking for ways to make sure our business and our finances are set up correctly. That's one of the major things they don't teach you in real estate school, and you won't find in a continuing ed class.
Well, and real estate is one of those, I mean, I guess all small businesses are like that. There's a lot of ebbs and flows. There's a lot of roller coaster ups and downs, because, you know, you could have six closings 1 month and then be dry for the next 2 months, you know, depending on interest rates, your buyers out there looking, if you can find any listings. Like, there's just a lot that goes into it. So having something in place so you don't experience, what she call it, lifestyle creep, you know.
Yes.
Where you have, oh, I got $30,000 this month, like, this is so exciting, I'm gonna go eat out at, you know, Ruth's Chris twice this week, you know.
Right.
And it just like creeps up, and then suddenly that money's gone, but you don't have a closing for another 30 days.
Yeah.
Because
or
I
like,
feel like that happens.
I would be the one who'd be like, I'm going to go buy the new base model luxury SUV, because I was already looking at them last month. I'm just going to throw myself in.
Girl, I just can't wait to pay off my car. Honestly, it's the first car I've ever had a payment on, and I love my Atlas. I really do. But I just am so excited to pay it off and just like drive it forever.
I think I have not had a car payment in 6 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I had never had a car payment up until 3 years ago. And I was like, this sucks.
I don't miss it. I don't miss it at all. That's for sure. But that's a whole nother topic. There's the good things that come with that too. Like if you buy something with a warranty, it's probably newer, less likely to break, all those things. But anyway, let's come back to the book.
Yes, circling back.
My favorite part of this book, and one of the steps in his process, and I'll keep it pretty generic, isn't even the way he sets things up. Because don't get me wrong, that's phenomenal. Like, that's going, y'all need to read this book if you don't know how to set up the financial end of your business, how to pay yourself, all of those things. That's all in this book. Go read it. It's amazing. But the first step, assessing your current financial situation, y'all.
Did it hurt your feelings a little?
I couldn't do it because I don't even have a P&L. That hurt. I was like, oh, crap. I can't
even.
So I'm just like, here's your sign. Like, yeah.
Well, it's one of those things, like being aware of something, and I'm just as bad. Like, some things that should be on there that I just don't keep track of very well. And, you know, that's where Miranda would come into play for these local businesses, that she just like manages those accounts and like keeps you on track. And she's like, hey, like, you spent XYZ. Did you need to do that this month, kind of thing?
Yeah.
So I think there's something to be said about that. But I love, oh, and this is Profit First. I don't think we said, but is it Mike Michalowicz? How do you pronounce that? Michalowicz?
Sure.
I was going to see if you were going to try to butcher the name, because I was like, I don't know how to pronounce this. I should have Googled it. first.
Right?
So
Hey
we were
Siri, how
prepared.
do you pronounce?
Mike
Oh,
Michalikwitz.
she just answered me. Oops.
Yeah, wait, no, let her say it. What does Siri say?
Oopsie. Hey Siri, how do you pronounce this last name? Michalowicz.
What would you like me to call you?
She's not getting it.
Just ask her who the author of Profit First is.
Hey Siri, who's the author of Profit First? She just gave me the screen. She didn't say it.
Oh, gosh darn it, Siri.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh well.
I think it's Mike Michalikwitz. Anyways.
Plus, Apple might sue us for doing that, so we might need to
Knows?
cut
We're
that
just
out.
gonna ask Siri, like, give us the details, like ChatGPT in our podcast. Just
Right.
fill in the blanks for us. So for me, I think that the biggest thing that will help people, for me specifically, is out of sight, out of mind. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Those multiple bank accounts that are set up to be set aside for taxes or things like that, it's not all sitting in my personal checking account, you know? So
Right.
I think that that in itself will automatically set us up for success. And like, so for me, I've got listing pictures coming up. Everything comes out of that one bank account. And it has like, you know, Stebbins Real Estate on it or whatever, but it's what they call it, like commingling your funds and stuff. So if I have something like an account that's set aside for operating expenses, that's where my real estate fees are coming out. That's where my listing pictures are coming out. My Facebook ad money, like all of that stuff is coming out. And I can see how much money very specifically I'm spending in that category versus it's mixed in with my Food Lion pickups and my gas and the girls' sports equipment and filtering all of that out. I think it'll take so much less time by just pulling up that account. Be like, these were all business expenses.
Yeah, especially if you like one of the things I used to implement, I need to get back into is I would call it Financial Fridays and I'd set an hour aside or maybe 30 minutes every Friday and just go through that week. So then I'm not waiting till the end of the month or waiting until tax season and just organize it in a spreadsheet. That's going to streamline that. So even if it's in that account, you still need to allocate it to say it was this type of expense and that type of expense. You're right. You're not going to have to go through the entire all of your expenses that week. It's just the business expenses. That's it. It's organized. I also love it recommends to use an online bank and I can't remember the name of the company right now.
Girl,
But
you haven't set up your bank accounts?
listen, lady. Listen,
Listen,
Linda.
lady. Listen. So it is Relay,
Yes.
Relay
So
Financial.
have you
It's
set up your bank accounts, Brenna?
relayfi.com. Yes,
Good job.
I have. And I set up with Real, with our brokerage that they're going to be depositing into that first account. I've already set up the
Nice.
percentages. I have set up the dates. I have everything already. Listen, I'm very proud of myself because when he said in the book, stop and do this now, I was like, okay,
Oh, I
here
was
we
like,
go.
okay, but I have to get this finished for an interview in a couple of days, so I don't have time to do that. But you know what? All right, here's an accountability. I will have it done by next week. By the next time we
That's good.
record, I will have, because I don't have to have an LLC to do it, so I will get that set up.
Nope. And it was so easy. It was very quick and easy. So this specific online bank is actually partnered with the author and his Profit First system. So it's like plug and play. You know, you put in your information based on your, he called it what, the instant assessment in the book, as far as like how you need to have things set up. And they already have like that structure built into their online bank. I bank with personally Wells Fargo, right? Because I have a local branch. It's just easy. I like to be able to go to the bank and get money if I need to.
Right.
So, but having this online and then having like my pay deposited to Wells Fargo, I think it's just going to work
I
out
was just going to ask you
just
that.
fine.
So Relay will deposit from there into your bank automatically. Okay. Because my bank, y'all are gonna laugh at this, and we've covered multiple times how Brenna and I are not
You
from North.
bank in New York.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do have a credit union account here, but it's just for like if someone gives me a check or cash, I can't mail cash to New York to put into that bank account. And when I was working like a lot of side gigs, it made sense. But yeah, I keep my main bank account, and I've had it there since college, I guess. And like my stepmom's on the board of that credit union, and my stepfather's had an account there for 30 years. So I call up and they go, "Oh, hey, Alyssa, how's North Carolina?" I'm like, "It's great. It's not snowing today." So that, because that was one of my things. I was like, "I don't know. Like, I don't, but I like to know that it will automatically feed over." So it's like getting a paycheck. It's
Yeah, don't worry.
scheduling.
They'll walk your paycheck up to New York for you.
Uphill both ways in the snow.
Right, exactly. No, it is. It was super easy to set up. And I actually called Wells Fargo because I was like, I already banked there, but they were wanting to charge like $20 a month for a business account, right? So with this system, if you have multiple accounts set up, like that is a lot of money over the course of a month after month after month after month. And you have to have like minimum balances and things like that. So it just wasn't going to work for me for this system that I was implementing. So the Relay Financial actually doesn't charge monthly fees or minimums. You can put that, income account to zero, all that stuff. And you can have up to like 20 accounts and like 50 different debit cards if you had like a huge company. For me, I'm just getting a new debit card that is directly connected to that operating account. So I'll have, my personal Wells Fargo debit card, and I'll have my business debit card that only takes out of that operating expense account.
Well, and I think it's great. So, like, say you run a team and you give them one of the perks of being on your team is they get we'll just say a marketing budget every month. Just give them that debit card and only roll over that amount every month. And then you can see what they're spending it on. Like, they can still send you the invoices, but you don't have to be like, "Oh, let me get my debit card out, or let me give you the card number. I'll order it for you."
Right. Or you use your money and give me the receipt and I'll write you a check. That's just.
The other thing, and guys, if you think we're being a little vague, just know we know this company.
We don't want to cease and
Yeah,
desist,
we don't want to
okay?
get sued. We're small time nobodies, so we're trying to make sure we don't give away too much, because we don't want to give away the secrets in the book. Go buy the book. It's amazing, or listen to it. It might be on Audible
It
or
is on
Apple. Is it on
Audible.
Audible? I use Apple Books, so I never know what's on Audible. But check it out. And one of the things I like is he gives you a structure of like, okay, because this is one of the questions, like a structure of how much to put in each account. Like, what percentage should go towards taxes, should go co towards your income. And he says, like, you can be flexible with, but he gives you an idea based on the amount of income you currently have. Like, start here, then play with it. And one of the things that Miranda brought up when we met her a couple weeks ago in person, someone said, "It's only that percentage for taxes. Shouldn't it be more?" Well, if you're doing all your write-offs correctly, no. Now, could you make it more? Absolutely. If you want to feel more comfortable and you want to feel like you're giving yourself a tax refund next year, do it. Bump up that number. But I like that it gave you the structure, like the target percentages, because I wouldn't know. I would be like, I think it's supposed to be this giant amount that I heard somewhere down the line. That's what a small business owner should put towards taxes.
Right. And I think that just having money set aside for taxes just eliminates so much fear and anxiety going into this time of year, because like what if you owed the IRS $15,000, and like you said, or like I said, haven't had a closing in 2 months. Where's that $15,000 coming from? Maybe I don't have it in a savings account somewhere.
Or I
So
like,
I
and
think
I don't remember if this is a tip from Miranda or in the book, but it was just because there's an amount going into the owner pay doesn't mean we're going to roll that total over to your personal account. Set a budget, like set it as a paycheck that you can survive on. So then when you do have that heavy 30, 40,000, $50,000 month, but then you don't have income for the next two, it's still going to pay you weekly that base amount that you set that, okay, I can survive on this. This is what my income, like my personal pay, will be. So it keeps you steady.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, and I think I mentioned this when we interviewed Miranda, is that I do envelopes. I have cash envelopes. It's
So
such
I
a,
did look those up on Amazon. I
I
need,
love it. I
yeah.
really do love it. So I kind of do the same thing. It's actually, her name is Kamiko Love. She's the budget mom on Instagram. And I've watched her YouTube videos like probably since I was like 16. as annoying as that is. But she does the same thing as far as like, this is my income. She runs her own business, that kind of thing. This is how much money I'm bringing home. And then, you know, insurance, groceries, gas, like all of that is budgeted out. So that's how I've run my like personal finances for several years. And I set money aside for Christmas, birthdays, home trips, like those kinds of things. So that part won't change for me. But instead of me take like, okay, out of my checking account, only this much money is allotted for this month. You know what I
Right.
mean? It'll take that bigger number away because it'll be sitting in my
Business account.
income
Yep.
account or profit or owner's pay account, and it'll just get automatically like sent to me on a biweekly basis based on what I have set up. So I think that I'm excited about that because then I just go to Wells Fargo and pull out my cash and stuff my envelopes and move on with my day.
It's gonna streamline everything. Okay, so we're adding that to my accountability. I'm also gonna try the cash system. So I will.
It's cool. Don't do it for gas.
Yeah,
Walking
in
into
this
a gas
business, you
station, are
can't.
you kidding
Well,
me?
but I also
Ugh.
feel like in our business, gas is not something you can budget because you
No,
just,
and
it
honestly,
should be a
I
business
have
expense
a
too.
right. Well, but so I put all of my gas on my Discover card. I get 3% cash back on it.
Good
So,
idea.
you know, and I got a lot of gas,
Right?
you know, so that's what I do. And then what I would do is just pay that off out of the expense account anyways. But speaking of expenses, looking at expenses that you don't need. Okay, so I had like three different video editing services. I use Splice almost like as the only one. I use Splice and Captions for Reels, and then I actually bought Final Cut Pro when we started doing the podcast, but I had like a CapCut subscription, a Studio something subscription that I've been paying for probably a year and a half. Did I remember that? No.
Right. See, I'm pretty good about those things. Like, 'cause I'm like, what? I get the email, I'm like, what was that for? And then I'm like, nope, take it out. The one
I
that
just like
keeps popping up, even no matter how many times I cancel it, though, is Hulu. And I'm like, bro, I canceled you 8 years ago. I don't stop trying to charge me for
have
this.
Hulu.
I don't want to watch you
Oh,
anymore.
right, exactly. But I mean, just being aware of that stuff. You know, I have a and I'm debating because I have this subscription to like a it's for real estate agents. It's like social media posts, but they also do like newsletter templates and like it's a subscription though. It's like $45 a month. I love it. But I'm like, do I use it
So
enough?
I looked at, I had one similar. It was $10 a month. I got a daily social media post and a monthly newsletter. I also was buying a bunch of her templates, like for different things, like buyer guides, seller guides, Airbnb rules, all those things. She offers what she calls the vault. And it's every template she's ever made and every template she will make will get added into this for forever. I got it
I
on
think you've
sale.
told me about this before.
I'll show it to you. I'll show you the background so you can see if you're interested. It's a hefty upfront cost. I'll give you that. It's $700 or $800 right now because it as the vault grows, it's going to get more expensive to buy into it. I got it on sale for like $300 or $400 when she first rolled it out. It's been worth every penny. And then I don't have that recurring cost. So it was a one time done. I'm in that probably once or twice a week. So to me, that was worth it. But
Absolutely.
the five, $10 here a month, it seems silly, but I was like, I don't want that coming out of my checking account anymore. And then I'm buying a $25 template here. Like, no, let's just one time done, sold.
Well, and
And I
you
love
don't
it.
like, you're like, oh, it's like $10. Oh, it's $7.99. Like, but you add that up over the course of a year. So for the, I forget which photo editing one it was, but it was $7.99 a year or a month. So over the course of a year, it's like $100, you know? But you add that on top of four other subscriptions that I don't use, there's like $500 just gone
Yeah.
for no reason because I haven't opened them in 7 months, you know?
Right. Exactly.
So.
Yeah. If especially if it's an Apple one, like it, or it comes up in my account on my phone to show me, I'm like, oh, we don't need that anymore.
Never mind.
No
Haven't used
thanks.
that in a minute.
Yeah. Or I'll be like, you know what? I might, but it's not worth that. I don't use it enough to make it, and I can find something else either for free or a lower cost. So we can't, again, we can't go into too much detail on this.
So I think this one, it's just like, for me, I guess it's like profit is like what I make. That's my money. But it's not like how he worded it. Profit is different. It's completely different. So you get paid because you work in your business. You are an employee of your business. The fact that you own the business gives you a bonus, which is what you would get. Like you would take those allocations from your profit once a quarter. And I'm very excited about this because essentially it's like a bonus depending on how much you've made. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a beach trip. Right? Oh my gosh. We're going on another cruise, you know, right. Like that kind of thing. Because again, it's set aside. It's like this savings account that you don't see. And then once a quarter, you're like, oh, wow, let me go do something nice for myself.
Right. Yep. Or I mean, if you wanted to, let me do something nice for my business. If there's something that you're like, we really want this and it's just not in the business expenses and we don't want to finance it for whatever reason, you could use it for that, too. I don't see any flaw in that. Because sometimes that is rewarding.
You did say to do something nice for yourself, too, though.
Overall, like, the big thing here is this book is going to give you a guide and a system and a structure. It'll give you the skeleton of how to set up your business accounts. But you can always improve it. So he makes a big point of go back, refine what you're doing, look at how things are working, from monitoring and analyzing those things, but also stay committed to it. Like, don't say, oh, there's 10 grand in the profit account and I know it's not the quarter where I'm supposed to take this out, but I want to go do blah, 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 blah. Like, hold your horses. Stick to it so that life will get better, business will get better, but you can always continuously, like, if you need to change the percentages into what accounts or you need to change, you know, the payout dates for you instead of doing the two dates that he says in the book, you need to adjust that because of whatever your bill's structure is or something like that, then, you know, refine it. But don't stray so far that you're like, I'm not, you say you're doing this, but you're not. That's like trying to do the whole 30, but being like, oh, but I still get a milkshake every week. No, honey, that's not the whole 30. That's not how that works.
That's funny. I was going to do a couple questions and see if we could do, like, you know, rate the book. Like, if we want to keep doing this, like, every quarter, do, like, yes, scale of 1 to 10. Let me see if I can pull it back up. So, like, I'm going to make it up because I can't find it. Oh, wait. Well, we can do, like, the generic ones. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how did you like the book?
I loved it.
That's not a number.
Okay. I would say an 8 or a 9.
Okay.
So I also think... Mabel Jane. Stop.
Oh, she has a middle name.
Oh, yeah, when she's bad.
Mabel Jane.
Mabel Jane. Or sometimes Mabel Elizabeth when she's real bad. And she knows it. So a little background. I'm not someone who, I think we've covered this, I don't read fiction, really. So this was right up my alley. I liked that it was tangible things I could do right now. It wasn't a theory to put in, like, to try to put into action. It was, like you said, literally he says, stop, do this now, then come back to this. Like, I loved that.
Okay. So, and I think as far as, like, business book-wise, I would give it a 9. I've read a few and they're pretty dry. So scale of 1 to 10, like readability, like, because it's not fiction. You know what I mean? It's not, it is a business book, but scale of 1 to 10, like how easy of a read was it as far as like implementation, understanding, and.
Right. Yeah. Comprehension. Like it was written in, he didn't use big industry words that you wouldn't understand if you didn't have a finance degree. Like, a normal person can understand this.
Yeah, I would give it, on that, I would give it a 10 because it was written very conversationally, you know, and there was a lot of stories and it was funny. Like, there was some funny things, little jokes in there, too, and I was like, oh, I do appreciate that. So it was good. For a business book, like, I do appreciate it. Let me think. on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to recommend this to a friend, coworker, or family?
I'm probably going to buy my sister a copy for her birthday. She runs a small
Okay.
business, and I think this is going to be something that when I have new agents join my downline, this might be their gift of a welcome in. Read this. You're going to need it.
Oh, I
Like,
like that.
yeah, I this 1 to 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 across the board would recommend this
Nice.
to friends and family, especially those with small businesses. For sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got an 8 out of 10 for overall book, a 9 out of 10 for readability, and a 10 out of 10 for would recommend. So I think that this first book review was a hit.
Yeah,
I think it was good.
I had this book in my bag at the salon the other day. I was getting my hair done, and one of the hairdressers like went to, I don't know, put my keys in my bag or something. She's like, "Oh, you're reading Profit First. I love that. I have my whole business set up on that structure." And I was like, "Nice."
That's why when I shared the podcast this morning for the interview with Miranda, I'm like, listen, this isn't for real, just for real estate agents today, folks. Like, this is for all my small business moms and dads out there. Anybody.
Yep,
Mo
for
dog
sure.
moms and dads too. You know, like, it makes so much sense.
It really
So,
does.
absolutely go to Barnes and Noble or Amazon
Or
or
your local
Audible and
bookstore.
get right, or your local
Support your local
bookstore
bookstore.
and get Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. And then if you have a recommendation for the book that we should do next time, send it to us.
Yeah, send it to us soon so I can get it read.
Yeah, and we'll come up with better rating questions. I'll be more prepared for that because I think that's fun.
Yeah,
I
I think
love
that is
that.
fun.
I do like that. Okay.
All right.
Well, that's it. That's what we got for you today, guys. So we will see you next week.
Bye.
We just finished another episode of Contracts and Chaos, but believe me, the chaos does not stop here. So check out the show notes for our email address and where to follow us on socials, and we will see you next week.